Even though it's been a week since City of Cambridge officials directed the company Bird Scooters to suspend operations there, you can still rent one of their dockless electric scooters. The trick is finding one. The Bird app shows scooters dotting Cambridge, but when you go to the listed location, often there's nothing there. That's what WBUR's Callum Borchers found during his search for what he's calling ghost birds.
Finding birds in the city can be like tracking down your car in a crowded parking lot. If you need a hand, you can trigger an alarm. But on a recent afternoon in Cambridge, Tom Barbo was walking in circles around the point where a scooter should have been, but wasn't.
Here's what we'll do right now, ready? We'll take this one and we'll bing it, right? We'll chirp the alarm. And theoretically, this should be right across the street from us right now, somewhere over there. You should hear some sort of chirp.
But there is no chirp, and this ghost scooter is not the only one. The Bird app shows 17 available scooters nearby. We can't find any of them. One of the scooters is allegedly inside a paint store. A bewildered clerk says he hasn't seen any in the area. In walks Carl Pieri, hunting for scooters with two coworkers. The Bird app has them on a wild goose chase.
It's not accurate. I don't know where they all are, but they're not here, I don't think.
Over 3 days this week, I did find some actual scooters for rent in Cambridge, but not nearly as many as the app showed available. So what's going on? A Bird spokeswoman didn't answer emails. A glitch is one possibility. Gamesmanship is another. Cambridge Public Works has been impounding the company's scooters, so sending crews after birds that don't really exist could be a form of trolling the city. Bella Valentini's search for a scooter on her lunch break was a bust, but she still describes herself as a bird evangelist.
They're really fun. They're actually quite fast. They're not too expensive. I think the mayor should definitely allow them.
Cambridge Mayor Mark McGovern is miffed that Bird put scooters on public streets without even seeking a permit. And he adds, the scooters could be dangerous, zipping around at up to 15 miles an hour.
What's going to happen when they hit a senior citizen? And again, this isn't to say they shouldn't be allowed to operate here. It just has to be done thoughtfully, and there's a process to it. And you don't get to just, you know, and I'll use the pun, flip us the bird, you know, and come into the city and think that we're just supposed to, you know, roll over and thank you.
And what about the ghost scooters? Is Bird messing with the city?
I mean, that doesn't sound like it's a great thing for them if their customers are looking for scooters and can't find them.
I was looking for one, and I couldn't find one.
Doug Kwan got fooled by a ghost scooter in Central Square. He finally scores one in front of a Whole Foods up the street. He shrugs off the mayor's notion that customers will be turned off if scooters aren't where they should be.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hurt their customer base. I think a lot of the people who are interested and have heard about, you know, Bird and other similar services in the city are kind of early adopters who are pretty tolerant of the initial technical glitches that oftentimes happen with the first implementation of apps.
If that's the case, then Cambridge officials can't count on ghost scooters to scare off demand for the real ones. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.